We're at the state capitol, Lincoln, talking with Jordan Dukes, who is National Affairs Coordinator for Nebraska Farm Bureau. And the topic this morning of a news conference gathering here is how the proposed child labor law changes might affect the detasseling industry, which, of course, is really big in Nebraska in the summertime. Jordan, it seems like there's a little confusion on just what these rule changes might mean, but there's certainly a lot of concern about how it might impact that part of the seed business.
Exactly. The rules that the Department of Labor have written are so unbelievably broad that there are still a lot of questions as to what segments of the agricultural economy it's going to impact. Where we see the biggest impact on the detasseling end is a new hazardous order that the Department of Labor would like to put into law. This hazardous order would deal with extreme temperatures and also arduous working conditions. And how they have those paraphrased in that particular rule are so broad that we think that that's exactly where they're going to hit the hardest is the detasseling industry. The detasseling takes place during the summer. It's hot. The working conditions, some people could say, would be arduous. I think you have, if folks remember back, the amount of sweat and everything that it takes to pull those tassels off the corn, it was hard work. But we really have a lot of fear that the Department of Labor has written these so broadly that it will actually prohibit the detasseling industry from moving forward again.
Now, age 16 seems to be the cutoff here, and I've heard numbers saying that half of the detasselers in the country are under 16.
That's right. The rules affect kids under the age of 16, and from when we talk to our detasseling companies, when we talk to the kids involved in detasseling, a lot of those kids are under the age of 16. It's their first job. It's kind of developed almost a cult following. Kids will do it every year in their teens, and they really try to gain a valuable work ethic. They make a little bit of money during the summer, and we really have a fear that it's going to impact the desire for kids to get involved in agriculture, get involved in detasseling, if they can't do it until they're older. And so it'll have very detrimental effects on ag in general and also the detasseling industry.
Yeah, I was going to say, also a concern, where are we going to find people to detassel?
Exactly right. I know there are some people that kick around that you're going to have to hire older workers. You don't have a lot of older workers. When they get above the age of 16, some of them can apply for other jobs in town. They can start doing maybe a little bit more specialized, maybe a little bit more skilled labor. When you start getting into folks who maybe have graduated from high school, who have even entered college, detasseling isn't always the job that they want to do. It's those younger teenagers who have the desire to go out there and do it. And we just are afraid that you're not going to get as many folks willing to do it if you only focus in on older-aged kids.
And beyond detasseling, these proposed rules have a lot of other implications for agriculture in rural America, too.
They do. The rules, again, are written so broadly that they will impact an awful lot of what farm kids and ranch kids do on a daily basis. You take a look at what the rule does in terms of prohibiting kids from driving tractors without a far more extensive training course than even what it takes to drive a car on the road today. You look at what it means for the handling of pesticides. You look at what it takes, what it means for the use of, that they basically prohibit kids from working around livestock altogether. And so we see that as a big negative impact on, one, allowing kids to work on a farm, simply being able to have that job, earn some money to do that, but also trying to get that next generation of young farmers and ranchers interested in agriculture. If they can't be around livestock, if they can't be around tractors until the age of 16 and over, it's very hard to develop that passion, that desire to want to go back to the farm and ranch, to learn how to operate those pieces of equipment, to learn how to deal properly with animals. We just think it will have a broad, far-sweeping impact on agriculture, and it'll be a very negative one.
Of course, nobody's against child safety, and I think everybody would agree that agriculture farming is one of the more dangerous occupations in the country. So, yeah, you know, some of these proposed regulations might be well-intentioned, might be good in some cases, but as you said, there are concerns.
That's right. Good intentions only go so far. You look at really what it means for agriculture generally. You know, farmers and ranchers, no one cares more about the safety of young people on the farm or ranch than the farmers and ranchers who own that farm. I think that goes without a question. Even today, FFA and 4-H chapters teach farm safety training classes to young kids. They go through a day camp. They try to educate folks on what it means. They educate kids kids on what it means to be safe on the farm or ranch. Well, if those kids teaching those classes can't even have that hands-on experience getting their hands dirty and what it means to stay safe on the farm or ranch, how are they going to teach that to that next generation? It's also extremely important, we think, for kids to get that hands-on experience so they really know what it means to be safe on the farm. If you simply go in there and say, well, you can't be around it, we're going to try to protect you by keeping you far, far away from the things we think that can harm you, it's not going to provide that learning opportunity, that way for kids to really find a way and see and learn how to stay safe on the farm and on the ranch.
And finally, I know Farm Bureau has concerns with over-regulation, as do a lot of other farm groups, just federal overreach into our everyday lives.
That's right. You look at everything that's coming from Washington, whether it be from the EPA, USDA, or the Department of Labor, we have been concerned for the past few years on federal government really trying to sink its hands and really regulate what farmers and ranchers do on a very daily basis. You look at some very basic common practices that everyone thinks would be pretty common sense that are being ignored by the federal government. It's very clear that the federal government today really has no real understanding of agriculture. They don't understand what it takes to put a bit of food on the table today. They want to regulate it. They think they understand. They know what's best. And that's a big problem for agriculture today. And that's why we've been raising awareness as much as we can amongst our members, amongst the general public, about these new onerous regulations coming down the pike.